Okay, welcome to our pre-show. Yeah. I'm thinking that the best way to do the pre-show is really on the iPhone, you know? But then I have to upload it a different way, and it's like sending two different files to my guys. I try to make things as easy as I can for them. Anyway, this is a momentous week. This is the week we are now landed here in on the Space Coast. Banana River. Thank you very much, Ephraim Banana, the one of the descendants of the banana. It's not a religious group; it's a family. I know it sounds like Elcott, but the banana is simply a family, and they had Banana Land, which was a plantation. And they're really kind of a bunch of fucking racists, but not really. But you know, the family was. But anyway, thank you, Ephraim Banana, and here we are. We're just near a banana land, and, oh, shit. So Adam's coming this weekend, my tech. We are building the studio. We're setting the studio up, and this dude, he's crazy. Adam's great. This is how good he is. Well, I've only got a router downstairs, not a router upstairs, in the townhouse that I'm in. So that's not a problem, man. We'll just Ethernet. I said, where? How are you going to do that, man? We only got one. You know, we're going to be drilling holes in walls around here. I said, no, I can take it. I can run a cable, flat cable, all the way from downstairs, all the way upstairs. You won't even see it. And I'm like, are you sure, dude? I mean, I don't know. So, but anyway, he's on his way here. He's going to get here Friday night and coming straight here to the office and starting work. I said, you know, because you learn the work habits of people. And we're all different. We're all different. I'm in the performing end of things, so I approach things a little differently. Adam says to me, as soon as you pick me up, let's just go straight to the studio and let's just start work. He wants to start working as soon as he gets here, but it's cool. And then, you know, next day is Saturday, and I think we'll probably work a little bit on Sunday before he splits. I don't blame him, man. He doesn't have a lot of time. He's leaving Sunday afternoon. But anyway, we're grateful that he's coming out, and I'm picking up a rental car tomorrow. What else is going on? It's a lot of shit. I was just talking to Thunder. That's right. Like many of you, I talk to my pets. I talked to my dog when I had my dog. We had Millie, and I talked to our dog Gretchen when we had Gretchen, and I talked to Thunder, and I talked to Brea, our cats, and I told Thunder, I said, dude, I'm really proud of you, man. You just came across the country in a fucking van, you know, and I still don't know if it was the most humane way for her to go. I know she was treated really well. I know she was loved by Christy, and when she got here, she's all good. She was eating. She was drinking her water, I said to her, I said, dude, you know, I haven't been across the country in a car in fucking, since I was in my 20s. Last time I did it, I didn't make it. My car broke down in Texas. I had to hitchhike to fucking Dallas and take a fucking airplane the rest of the way, you know. I don't think, the last time I went across the country without any incident, I was 19 years old, I think. That's pretty pathetic. I mean, it must have been another time that I'm not thinking and not remembering, but nonetheless, Thunder just did it. My cat. She came from L.A. all the fucking way out here to the space coast of Florida. And when she got out of that fucking carrier, you know, Christy brought her into the house, and I put Thunder on a coffee table, and I literally let her out. She hopped out of that fucking thing and began running around this place. And she knew me right away. She came over to me, and we talked a little bit, but she was like somebody who was like, yeah, it's nice to see you, but I want to see where the fuck I am. And that was kind of how it was. She went upstairs, and then she did what all cats do. She hid. All cats in a new place will find a dark hiding spot and just fucking stay there until they figure out, okay, what's this, you know? And she went under the bed. She was under the bed not more than a half a day. Now she's discovered the outside and outdoors in Florida as opposed to outdoors in California. For a cat, this is like fucking Disneyland, man. Out here they got more smells, more rodents, more fucking lizards and shit. But she can't, attack any of them because you don't know what is on the endangered species list and stuff around here, man. Seriously. I mean, they got fucking, like, ground owls here. These are owls that nest in the ground, okay? They are protected, dude. But your cat, you know, they're not around here where I live. What is around here, though, where I live, though, are these turtles, sea turtles that lay their eggs. And they are protected by the National Wildlife, you know, Act. And so, Thunder, there's no fucking way you let your pet anywhere near those turtles. So what she can do is she can go out the balcony on the second floor, and which is where I did a little bit of a video for my BSP's page. And I will do videos from there for you guys too tonight. I just got to get going earlier. And I'll be exclusive. It'll be exclusive outdoor looking at the ocean shit for Phil Hendry subscribers. That's about all I have, man. Did Uber Eats. It's just real tired. What is it, man? It's like 1:20 in the fucking morning. Jackie and I found a really cool pub in Melbourne. And she's been just a doll, man. Jackie has ferried my fucking ass all over the place today doing this errand and that errand and some other fucking errand. So she's got shit to do tomorrow, and I'm not going to impose upon her. I'm going to grab an Uber and go over and rent my car. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why is everything so goddamn... Hello. Okay. I'm going to go over, grab an Uber, and go rent my car over at... where I'm going to rent my car. Oh, shit. And then I'm going to get Adam booked into a place to stay. And then I have to set up some kind of fucking solid waste, you know, get, you know, a garbage thing. I don't even know. I'm going to have to get the garbage. Where do we put the garbage around here? That's essentially the question there. It's all good, though. Okay, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.